basically year over year, we're like 120 or 150% up.
He's in actually a category where we've been able to get good exposure already on organic and AI placements and getting ads dialed in.
Something like a $25 ROI. So $25 back for every dollar spent, which is just awesome.
I guess I've been going on and on about this, but so from that low investment, he had already taken one of those leads, converted them, gone through his entire process, and then turned around like $30,000 or $40,000 off of that small investment. So
what's up, everybody? Welcome to Run Digital Radio, your go-to podcast for all things digital marketing, growing your business with your hosts, Quinn
and Brian.
And you guys, today, I know, believe it or not, we've got more updates for you when it comes to the world of AI and search. Hopefully, you're getting as much out of this as we are for preparing it. We certainly want to always stay cutting edge and up to date on digital marketing. And so we want to keep you guys up to date as well. So we've got a handful of stuff we want to talk about, and we want to show you guys as well some of the ramifications or the wins that we're seeing from, you know, embracing a lot of this and hitting it head on. So where do we start, Ryan?
Yeah. I would love to talk about some of the wins that we've been having. I know one thing that we had said, we have one of our chiropractic clients that clear back, I have no idea how many months ago, but we said, see if everyone follows the process and puts the plan and lets us do our thing, look where we end up. And it was where we had just been killing it. We got our cost per lead across paid and organic channels way down, and we were doing good numbers. And we haven't talked about too many other wins since then.
Right.
And partially because, you know, there's just so much going on. But so in particular, over the last, I'd say, month and a half, we had a new client that had an awesome win. And I think they were blown away as well, because I know when they started, they were like, if I could just get a lead,
yeah,
if I could just get a lead, you know, they wanted to get to one lead, let alone leads coming in week over week. But so, he's only been running with us for about 2 months.
Right.
And so he's in actually a category where we've been able to get good exposure already on organic and AI placements and getting ads dialed in. And from that, not only has he gotten leads, but so he's on one of our smaller packages,
yeah,
to be honest. Like, his investment has been relatively low in the grand scheme of things. And
like just an ad package, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
granted, he came in originally because of Google profile suspension.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he came in with help for his Google business profile. We started SEO. Then we decided to pivot until we had the business profile, back online while we were waiting for Google to get back to us about our appeal. And since then, since starting ads, so his investment is, it's like $700.
Yeah.
And so he has a great market. I'm like, I think we need to get into his business,
right? Because profit margins are large.
Yes. Yes.
Competition's rather low comparatively to other niches.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And so I guess I've been going on and on about this, but so from that low investment, he had already taken one of those leads, converted them, gone through his entire process, and then turned around like $30,000 or $40,000 off of that small investment. So everybody's like really excited about how quickly and how great that was. We're meeting with them later this afternoon, so it was kind of on my mind, and I was like, yeah, I want to share that.
And this is one of several. I mean, another one we shared earlier in one of our networking groups this week, we had talked about is a resort at Flaming Gorge, nonetheless, and they historically, you know, they had some marketing going, and we've talked about them on some of our podcasts in the past as well. But they just had they had nothing but opportunity when they came to us. The website was pretty rudimentary, and no conversion tracking. I don't even know if they had ran ads. Maybe they had ran some ads.
They had in the past, but I think they felt like it didn't work.
Basically, year over year, we're like 120 or 150% up year over year.
Yeah.
In the last, because they kind of have some high seasonality through the summer. In the last quarter, basically, they've made more. They make a good portion of their entire earnings in that quarter, but I think we saw something like a $25 ROI. So $25 back for every dollar spent, which is just awesome. It's so exciting for us to see that kind of stuff and to be a part of that and be a part of that journey. And frankly, that's something that we've tried to share this with you guys. If you are following the podcast, if you're trying to grow a business, if you've got another marketing partner, if you just like us, which I'm sure is the case while you're listening, you know, something that you just need to pay attention to. We know that not all marketing is created equal. How are we different? People ask us all the time. There's a you know, a dime a dozen marketing agencies out there, as there are realtors, as there are CPAs and bookkeepers and insurance guys. They're all out there. And so service is, you know, obviously what most people respond with. They'll say, well, our service is different. That's what sets us apart. But what I want to make very clear is that we are a white glove service, meaning you're not getting a monthly email with a handful of blog posts and backlinks that you got, right? We're working with you week over week. And the reason why, I think the real dinger about why we're different is that we have anticipated scale ourselves. So where does this go? What is 100 clients? What does 200 clients look like for Run Digital? Rather than sitting here and saying, we're going to set you up with an account manager or a client success manager, right? Our business model, and we're being completely transparent with everybody out there, we will have marketers that have either graduated or have experience in marketing on every account. So a marketing strategist on every single account forever. And you know what? Most of our competitors, I would say 95% of our competitors and future people coming to, you know, that will compete with us down the line, this is a hard thing to solve. It's not cheap to have marketing strategists on. That's why, you know, people with degrees and experience, that's not cheap. And so most people that are trying to just scale a quick marketing agency, they will not do that. So that's going to be a completely always evergreen differentiator that's different between us. We will have marketing strategists. Go ahead.
I also, hands down, just from previous agencies that I've worked at and the level of service that we are, we just hands down outwork them. Yeah. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We put in work. We have the clients putting in work.
Listen to poor Brian. He's even sick. He's been working so hard.
Yeah, I mean, we expect a lot from our clients as well. You know, we ask a lot of them. We need all of these assets. You need to be dedicating time with us so we can keep moving the ball down the field. But hands down, we outwork them.
That's right.
I have no doubt in my mind about that.
So even when, you know, when the client list gets to 200, because it will, right? You can expect, if you ever work with us, you will have not only a marketing strategist on every call, you're going to have a director or a owner in at least every call because of the way that we're structured. Meaning you're not getting just run-of-the-mill stuff, right? You're going to pay basically what you would pay any other agency, barring the really cheap outsourced overseas agencies. You're going to pay basically what you're paying any other agency, but you're having this hands-on week over week, white glove service with technical marketers, evergreen. That's how the business is going to be built. And not only are we saying, hey, we built you 5 new posts and we got you the X amount of new backlinks. We're talking about Google Tag Manager. We're making sure that we're tracking, you know, data layer events inside Google Analytics. We're looking at custom conversions, utilizing things like, Zapier and CRM. So we're taking it all the way to the lead. We're tracking down to your conversion. Find us an agency that's got that kind of price, our kind of pricing structure that's giving that kind of service. We're in your Google Merchant Center. We're in your Search Console. We're in your products. We're basically allowing you to leverage the power of marketing for the price of paying your nephew to manage a couple of social posts. We say that's kind of our quippy elevator pitch, right? Yep. You can have a whole team of marketers utilizing what is out there in marketing today, including AI. We've got VO3. We've got all, you know, if you're following along with some of the cutting edge AI video development and stuff like that, we have that available. Anyway, that's a big plug for us. And we're short on time, but we do want to run through a couple things here by way of updates. So let's do this. Which one do we want to look at first?
Brian? You have up there first on the screen.
Should we share here?
Sure. This is just a quick, once again, vindicated, I guess you could say, with where we've been pointing the reins at with our SEO and the impact that it's having on AI placement. And so the Perplexity, if you're not familiar with Perplexity, it's one of the faster growing AI search engines out there. They've got some really cool deep research models, like many do at this point. However, what we've seen is very similar signals to what's being done for SEO. And so it just helps everyone that's doing SEO right know that keep doing the work, keep building it out, and you're going the right direction. So, but for those not aware, you know, getting placement on AI is at the top of everyone's mind right now. Although it's still a small fraction of the traffic. I don't know if you want to pull up that next tab. Let's see.
This guy here,
the first one. So this was a study that came out from Ahrefs or Ahrefs. I don't know. Everyone says
Ahrefs.
Yeah.
I see here people say Ahrefs.
Yes. And they basically took data from 44,000, as you can see on the screen there, 44,421 websites that they have access to, and looked at the source of traffic. Where's traffic coming from? Everybody is saying, I keep hearing everybody say, SEO's dead, SEO's dead, Google's dead. Everybody uses AI now. I think it's still in its infancy, and that may be the case in the years down the road. But so far what we've seen is AI is actually causing more searches to happen. So the simple fact that people are able to learn faster and find out about more information because of AI, they in turn are doing more Google searches. So I want to say it's on average, the average number of searches per person increased by like 3 since the launch of ChatGPT.
Yeah. And if I can, let's wax philosophical for a second. I mean, like we were talking about this the other day, take away the internet, right? People did search a handful of ways back in the day, right? When you did search, you might have gone to the Yellow Pages to find a service, right? That's a search. You might have gone to the encyclopedia to learn about a particular thing. You might have gone into the library to find like a particular book on a how-to. Search before encompassed a wide variety of intents. That still exists. And so Google saying, hey, we're the go-to place for search, you know, and we compete with AI, but you're still going to look for different things, different ways. So like an answer to a question about how far away is the moon from the earth or whether or not the earth is round, right? Those are questions that AI is really well equipped to answer, right? It's basically encyclopedic, right? Wikipedia, it's got the wealth of knowledge that is out on the internet today that it can crawl and learn and answer. What about services? What about products? What about the AI itself? People have to find that. And so that's the Yellow Pages side of things. And so search is vast and wide. And I think people try to dumb it down really quickly and they say, oh, AI is going to completely eradicate Google. They don't necessarily always have, there's so many intents with which somebody might search.
I would say localized search, that's going to be a pretty big change for any of the AI platforms that everyone's using to incorporate that. I'm sure Google's AI mode has some cool stuff coming out for it. But suffice to say, this is ChatGPT versus Google.com. And this is essentially showing us what is the traffic that's coming from these sites, and Google is still by far, hands down, the top source of traffic for the sites in question. So a really cool dashboard and study. You scroll down through there, you can see kind of growth of these different platforms month over month. And they're tracking and showing, okay, where, who's bringing traffic to websites. And it's still, so I think this is a really good reality check for people that feel like, okay, everyone is worried about AI because everybody wants to be first and they don't want to get left behind. But luckily we're seeing the work that we're doing to get traffic from Google. It's going to help in AI, and right now it's still the top source for web traffic.
So we want to finish up with maybe this last thing here from X. Is this one that the spam update?
Should we
talk about that?
Yeah. So, you know, historically, everybody has been always very concerned with algorithmic updates from Google. Spam updates have usually been a good thing. In most instances, if you're doing the right things, it might clear the board of some bad actors for you. But it's, you know, just as in historically and still today, we're watching closely. And so we always like to keep track. Hey, a new update rolled out. If Google Search Console is letting us know that it's time to go in and check on your stats and make sure everything's still okay.
Yeah.
Or better, hopefully.
So you guys, I think this is what we'll say today. We've got, a handful of things that are happening in the search scene in digital marketing for sure. If you're seeing volatility in Google Analytics or Google Search Console, or maybe you have no idea what the heck we're even talking about, give us a call. Leave us a comment, ask us a question. We give out a ton of free work. We love to help people where we can. We like to earn business is what we call it. And that's genuinely what we do. So prove us herewith. Check us out. This is Quinn.
And Brian.
Grow fast.
Scale smart.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for watching this video. Of course, we hope that you liked it. And we hope that you want to share it with your friends. Maybe even press that like button for us. Maybe even subscribe. You could toggle the notification bell so that you get notified when we put out our new videos. If you found this content helpful, you guys, go ahead and visit rundigital.com and you can sign up for our newsletter there, where you will receive then all the latest and greatest from Run Radio news and updates, of course, in marketing and in business growth. You can find the sign up on the homepage of the site. Of course, if you're looking for help in your business or your agency, you can reach out directly to us from the website, or you can even check out our completely transparent pricing on rundigital.com/pricing. You guys, we do white label our services to other agencies who may not feel like they have the capabilities to fulfill on some of the things that their clients need. So you can hit us up about that. If nothing else, you can certainly find us on all the socials, where we have short form videos on quick tips and tricks that you can do to fix your marketing mistakes right now, or to just get more out of your digital footprint for your business. Anyway, as always, we'll see you in the next video. This is Quinn with Run, Grow Fast, Scale Smart.